Vishnu told Anantashesh, even I cannot obtain that Goloka Prem, what to speak of you? Even Brahma, even Uddhav and Narad and all the great personalities cannot obtain the Prem of Goloka, what to speak of you? So this Gopi Prem, for millions and millions of years, these great personalities have been performing austerities and worshipping Vishnu. This is very difficult to get Gopi Bhav. After millions and millions of worship of Krishna, one can obtain entrance into Golok. But there is one means. This is the Kali Yuga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth in Mayapur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will personally come in the Kali Yuga and he will open the treasure house of the love of Godhead and he will distribute it freely with both hands. Emana Gaura Premananda Prabhu has said that without Gauranga this love could not have been distributed. Gauranga Mahaprabhu never discriminated. He is an atheist. He is a simple person. He is a wretched person. He is poor. He never cared for any qualification or disqualification also. And he distributed his love of Godhead everywhere. He gave out the prem at every doorstep, which is even rare for Brahma and Shiva. And when people receive this prem, even the most wretched people, when they receive this prema, they began to clap and dance, jump up and down. So in this way, they inundated the entire world. And even the wretched people began to clap and dance when they received the prema from the hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not a single incarnation. Ram came. If someone opposed Lord Ram, chopped off their head by his sharp arrows. But Krishna also, if someone opposed Krishna, then Krishna would chop off his head with the sharp edge of Sudarshan Chakra. Ram and Krishna, they killed the demons and gave them liberation. But even Krishna and Rama did not rectify the sinful hearts of the demonic people. Actually, Putana was given the position by Sri Krishna in Golok, which is below Dwarka. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu went to every door to door and begging at people's door, rolling in the dust. Bhaja Krishna, Bala Krishna, Kara Krishna, Krishna, worship Krishna, chant the names of Krishna and preach about Krishna to everyone. So can any incarnation of Bhagavan be so merciful and so magnanimous and so munificent and so charitable? Not possible. So if one will surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will receive two swarupas, he will receive two constitutional forms, two eternal forms. In one form, he will go to Goloka Vrindavan and Sir Radha Krishna. In other form, he will go to Shwetadip, the spiritual Navadip in Goloka Dham. So even Brahma and even Shankara, these prem, they are hankering for this prem, they are praying for this prem. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed this prem all over the world free of cost to everyone. Indra also committed offense at the feast of Krishna. Brahma also committed offense to Krishna. They prayed to Krishna. Brahma asked for forgiveness from Krishna. He fell down at the feet of Krishna and he chanted 40 verses, Brahma Stuti, in front of Krishna. But Krishna still did not quite forgive him. But but Brahma, when he came to Nodip Dham, so Brahma, he prayed to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is going to come in the, came in this Kali Yuga by accepting the moods and complexion, luster of Srimati Radhika, Anga and Kanti and Bhav. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful because he accepted the mood of Srimati Radhika. Even if the most biggest offender would come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would forgive him. Shri Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Gaur Hari Bol. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this most wretched age of Kali Yuga. But Mahaprabhu distributed his divine love, but to who? He distributed this prema to the penniless beggars. But what type of penniless beggars? Not the materially poor people, but those who are spiritually poor people, who have no sanskaras from past lives, who have no sukruti whatsoever, who have no punya and no good qualities. Such poor people, morally and spiritually poor people, he distributed them the prema, and he gave them the utmost limit of Krishna prema to all of them. Bajaya Kharatali. So they all began to clap. Actually, these wretched people received Krishna prema from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so they must also offer something in return to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the people that don't worry, you don't have to place fire on all your four sides and sit in the middle of the fire and in a hot sun and do austerities. So just do kirtan. Mahaprabhu told, just clap and do Hare Krishna kirtan, I will give prema. Mahaprabhu told, just chant Hare Krishna and clap and you'll get prema, don't worry. And then you will flow away in the tremendous flow of the river of prema. Therefore Mahaprabhu has many incarnations have come and gone, but no one is as merciful as Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu's mercy. Actually, Mahaprabhu's mercy is causeless and is all auspicious, all good, all nectarian. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that you will definitely receive prema, but you must do one thing. You must visit all the places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed pastimes under the anugatya of a pure devotee who is full of pranaya or deep affection for Sri Krishna. So there is only one means of getting this prema, and that is you must visit the holy places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed pastimes under the guidance of a pure devotee of Sri Krishna. So we are not doing this parikrama under the guidance of an ordinary person. We are doing under the guidance of Nayanamani Manjari, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, the personified beauty of Srimati Radhika. And we are also doing under the guidance of Bhakti Vinanda Narayan Goswami Maharaj, our Diksha Guru Pad Padma. And he is also not ordinary person either. So definitely we will receive this prem because we are doing this parikrama under the guidance of Kaya Vyuha of Radhika. So the what is the one who gives support at the feet of so what does Narayana means? Nara means all the living entities and Ayana means the support. So Narayana means that one who gives supports to all the living entities of the world at his lotus feet. That is the meaning of etymological meaning of Narayana. Narayana means a person who gives support to all the living entities. Chapatanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So all the Hindi speakers, for the benefit of all the Hindi speakers, Srila Gurudev has published Anavadip Dham Mahatmya. So you should all purchase this copy, the Parikrama Khanda of Navadip Dham Parikrama, written by Bhaktivinod Thakur, where Jiva Goswami and Nityananda Prabhu are discussing Navadip glories. Tilla Pravishta Pujavad Vaman Maharaj. These are his Patravali, the collection of his letters, the divine letters of Bhakti Vedantana Vaman Goswami Maharaj, which explain the devotional service and very lucid language. So this is a very beautiful book in Bengali. Alright, let's get it translated in English also. Mani Manjari. So this Mani Manjari book has been published. This was published at the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. Then it went out of print, but now it has been published again. The book, I think, Mani Manjari. So Spanish books are also been published. Pinnacle of Devotion has been published in Spanish language, Hispanol. Haldar Brahmachari. First Kirtan Party. Sanjeev Brahmachari. This is the first Kirtan Party. Second Kirtan Party. Party.